It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 3rd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Time for a slice of digital cold turkey. On May 1st of 2012, Paul Miller at the online tech site The Verge cut himself off from the internet. No web, no streaming, no email, no texts or voicemails either. It's now a year later, and Paul has just woken up.
It's overwhelming. There is so much internet. I almost had a panic attack my first night.
Your first night back, you had a panic attack.
Yeah, well, like, people were telling me places to go on the internet, and I was, like, trying to maintain, like, three different tabs in my browser, and it was just, like, I'm not kidding around. Like, it was actually really difficult that night.
How's your email inbox doing?
I have, like, 22,000 unread. I haven't even begun to go back through the past. I just am trying to learn how to keep up with the day's email.
Forget the past, my friend. Just let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
So take me through this. You went a year?
Yeah, on May 1st, 2012, I quit the internet, and I stayed away from it. Didn't use a web browser or a phone or any internet.
Did you go through withdrawal?
I went through, like, a euphoria, of like a release, like, of all that pressure that the internet, I felt like, was putting on me.
You know, children feel this. They feel if they don't text back their friends as soon as the texts come in, they start to get nervous. And you're saying that maybe you felt better.
I felt that exact release from that. In fact, that's something I've thought about a lot this year, that me quitting the internet or using the internet differently isn't a whole solution. Like, I feel really bad for kids because it's not like kids want to text 10,000 times a month. It's that they receive 5,000 texts a month and they need to respond to them, you know?
Still no digital, man, for a year. I mean, how'd you get your news?
I watched that on TV, old school style.
How did you meet up with a friend to go to the movies or something?
That was actually a big problem this year. I know it sounds really minor, but I felt kind of out of sync with friends because I wasn't just rubbing up against them online. And so, you know, if you want to do a movie, you have to, like, pick up the phone, call them, and you have to really put it out there. It's like asking somebody on a date. It's not just like a casual back and forth, oh, I don't know, what do you want to do? You know, you have to, like, have a plan and call. And that meant I ended up going to a lot less movies with people and a lot less hanging out, a lot less going out to dinner. There was so much friction to invite me to something or for me to, you know, to make an offer.
So it's just a couple of days that you've rejoined us. How's it feeling now?
We should all be proud of ourselves how well we use the internet, to be honest.
You're having trouble retrieving stuff?
No, it's just that there feels like there's too much and I'm having a hard time juggling. Like, I find a new thing to look at and then I forget about the last thing I was just doing. There's, like, windows all over the place. I'm just sitting here kind of refreshing things and I feel like it's all passing me by.
Paul Miller just spent a year without the digital world. He's an editor at the online tech site The Verge. Paul, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Pentagon security experts are testing how hard it might be to hack some popular mobile operating systems. In the coming weeks, the Defense Department could allow many more employees to connect to its network. Under evaluation, Apple's iOS 6, the new BlackBerry system, and the Knox version of Android on many Samsung phones. And now a variation on the principle that the best way to get the dog to like you is to tie a stake around your neck. A man from Omaha just joined Twitter, and within 2 hours, he had 103,000 followers. How'd he get so many in such a hurry? Well, he's super rich. The first tweet from @WarrenBuffett read, "Warren is in the house." Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, has its big festival, also known as its annual meeting, this weekend. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.